Three Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Oh yes, the fat man of rock and roll gets it started this week. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel is in Dallas, anticipating quite a show this week, a special show, Fats Domino with the Fat Man from 1949. Jeff, possibly one of the very first rock and roll songs ever. And many people don't know that rock and roll actually started in the 1940s, and maybe even before, but most musicologists say Fats Domino, he was one of the first.
Rick, today's show, dare I say, will have the musicology fans in the audience quivering in their shoes. I think I just mixed the metaphor there. But we're going to look at the roots of rock and roll. We're going to look at the origins of rock and roll. We're going to go back not just to the 1950s, not just to the 1940s, to the 1930s and the 1920s, and you're going to hear the sounds that led us to where we are today.
Indeed, the roots of rock and roll, but I don't want folks to get the wrong impression. Even though these are older songs, I would challenge most people to say that these songs are played very much at all anywhere these days, and they're not the songs that you hear on oldie stations. Even though all these stations supposedly mine the beginnings of rock and roll, 50s, 60s, and so on, those formats almost keep the beginnings of rock and roll secret, believe it or not. And I would argue that at least 80% of what you're going to hear on the show today is music that probably should be played in those formats. And so here we can actually go off, not on Top 40 radio, not on FM radio, but we can go off on oldies formats this week.
Ooh, we haven't done that yet, have we?
No, but here's our shout that way, because the roots of rock and roll should not be secret, and I think it's time to go right back to one of the originators.
Something like teasing me, that's tumbling down.
Give me your life, darling. Give me your heart. Marry now, baby. Never forget, we'll never part. I'll be in misery.
Radio 1, just for fun, music, too much. I bought a brand new airmobile, custom made. It was a flight deal with a powerful motor and some hideaway wings. Pushing on the button and you will kerosene. Now you can't catch me, baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. New Jersey Turnpike in the wee-wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yeah, come a flat top, he was it up with me, then come waving goodbye in a little old souped-up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll, moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me, baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you know I'm gone like a cool breeze. Flying with my baby last Saturday night, wasn't a gray cloud floating in sight. Big full moon shining up above. Huddle up, honey, be my love. Sweetest little thing I ever seen. I'm gonna name you Maybelline. Flying on the beam, set on flight control. Radio tuned to rock and roll. 2-3 hours done passed us by. Altitude dropped to 505. Fuel consumption way too fast. Let's get on home before we run out of gas. Now you can't catch me. No, baby, you can't catch me. Cause if you get too close, you're gone like a coo.
When I was a little boy, at the age of 5, I had something in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M. And Maine, all you pretty women, stand in line. I can make love to you, baby, in an hour's time. going back down the Kansas Dune. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man. I spell him A.
The late Bo Diddley, ending up a set that truly, truly is the foundation of most of rock and roll, right there in that very set. Starting us off, Little Richard, with the Little Richard Boogie, not really considered one of his great hits from 1951. The Dominoes with Do Something For Me. The Dominoes, whether we realize it or not today, at the time, were probably the biggest group, bigger than Little Richard, bigger than Fats Domino, bigger than many, many other groups at the time. And Do Something For Me was a big hit for them, 1951. Chuck Berry with You Can't Catch Me from 1956, and ending it up, Bo Diddley, I'm a Man from 1955. Not to be confused completely with Mannish Boy. Jeff?
From Muddy Waters, of course. Rick, can I sneak in a musicology lesson here?
Well, the whole show will be a musicology lesson, so sneak in as much as you want, my friend.
I just wanted to point out a couple of things. These are all African-American men, just in case anybody's into that. But if you listen to each of those songs, they each have something that is part of rock and roll as we know it today. Bo Diddley, the Bo Diddley beat, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago when Bo died. Chuck Berry, what is it? The Chuck Berry three-chord guitar progression on You Can't Catch Me. The Dominoes with, I guess for lack of a better term, the sexual innuendo.
There's more to the Dominoes than just the sexual innuendo. I would say sexual innuendo all through that set. And we'll get back to that.
Yeah, and then of course Little Richard taking what we heard in the Fats Domino song that opened the show and taking it to the next level.
You brought up the issue of race, and that was part of unfortunate history of rock and roll, that all these artists at one time or another were confined to a particular part of the radio band, and even though listeners could listen to any station they wanted, there of course was repercussions if you were white and listening to black radio stations. As we'll talk about later, even white artists got guffed for playing music that may have had influences from African Americans, African beats, sounds from other parts of the world other than what white America had decided. And this was an unfortunate part of the history that many of the folks in that particular set were discriminated against and probably did not get their due at the time, later on, and certainly did not get all of the royalties and acclaim that they could have. And the only reason is that I can cite is because of racism in America.
Hey, so talk a little bit about the Dominoes, who are an Ivory Tower's favorite, the 60-Minute Man, of course. We'd play every week if we could get away with it. But talk a little bit, Rick.
Talk about sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was other part of what we're talking about here is that R&B is where a lot of these songs were considered at the time, and not recognizing that they were actually playing a new form, a new genre of music. That particular music was music that people hadn't heard before, and they didn't know that they were hearing something new and fresh. As far as the Dominoes, well, they were more or less the successors to groups like the Ink Spots and others that were black vocal groups, but those groups could get played on crossover radio, and so they had a little bit more success in what they were doing. But if you want to hear their influence, later on we'll be playing vocal groups from the 1960s. A lot of the melodies and harmonies that they put together, the Dominoes, is what you're going to hear in their music, and I would say influential to groups like the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and others, white groups, by the way.
Boy, oh boy, I can't tell you how much fun this is. I mean, this is, you know, 30 years ago, gosh, it's been 30 years when you and I were talking about doing this one day. I didn't realize we'd not only get to do it, but we'd have so much fun doing it. And if the listener liked this, they can send us an email. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ, radio, all one word, @att.net. Once again, one more time, ivorytowersradio@att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Don't shine. He gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take a ring from me. Won't you come to my house back at home? Take my baby on the way from home. Love of that photo, where you been? Up at your house and gone again.
Holly covering Bo Diddley on Cover Me here this week on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music as we look at the origins of rock and roll. And Rick, you know, I keep expecting that song not to end that quickly every time I hear it, no matter who does it, whether Buddy Holly does it, whether Bo Diddley does it. It always catches me by surprise. A couple of things to note about that. One of which is that song was actually not released until 1963 after Buddy Holly had died in the Clear Lake, Iowa plane crash. And secondly, I think it shows a couple of things. It shows, number one, that Buddy Holly understood rock and roll. And number two, he understood Bo Diddley's place in rock and roll. The way he does that song, it's an amazing cover.
Truly, Bo Diddley, the person who gave rock and roll much of its rhythm. And we were talking about in that previous set the things that each gave. Chuck Berry with the guitar lines and the Dominoes with the vocals and Little Richard, I think, with attitude. Well, Holly appropriates some of that attitude also from Bo Diddley. And I think all of those originators had a particular attitude. Buddy Holly, not just a great songwriter, great arranger, and as you said, someone who understood all the elements of rock and roll. What would have happened that plane had landed safely? What would be the legacy today of Buddy Holly? Cut short.
And I think the other interesting thing, if we're going to just do a little family tree stuff here before we get on to our next bit, but if we listen to the Bo Diddley, and then we go to the Buddy Holly, then we start to think, who's next? And who's next would be four fellas from Liverpool with long hair. And I think that makes perfect sense.
Indeed, but we're going to go a little bit back farther in the vault, coming right up after this promotional announcement. Stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh, yes, here's show number 7. I hear the train a-coming. Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivory towers with a z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivory towers radio. That's towers with a z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Until I make you understand. Oh, baby. Baby, let me hold your hand. I really believe everything would sure be grand. Our love we could never hide. Oh, baby. Baby, I want you by my side. Well, you know, pretty big.
He treats your daughter mean on Ivory Towers Radio, our origin show. That was a set of rhythm and blues, or as it was known in the 50s, race music. Ruth Brown's hit from 1957. She was actually very big in the 50s, an R&B shouter. We started off with Ray Charles, Baby, Let Me Hold Your Hand from 1951. And in the middle, Rick, I doubt anybody would have been able to identify that. The great James Brown, Please, 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 from 1958.
Two items that we have to make note of. First, the idea that songs and stations were identified as race stations or race music tells us everything we need to know about the discrimination at the time and how that affected music. Do the dogs want to get in on our discussion of race and music?
Well, actually, Marlo's a big Ruth Brown fan. Who'd have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Marla has eclectic taste, as all the listeners for this show tend to do. I think that Ruth Brown number is also a bit of a first for us here on Ivory Towers. For those of you who listen to Ivory Towers Radio with headphones on, Ruth Brown, that was a mono song, and I think the very first mono that we've ever played on Ivory Towers that I know of. So... that was not a mistake. That was a mono recording. And let's also make note, Ruth Brown, we were talking about this off the air. I think she's the only female voice we've got playing in the show. And because, unfortunately, the discrimination was not just also race-based, but also gender-based a lot, and not just rock and roll, but rhythm and blues and elsewhere. And as James Brown would sing later, it's a man's world.
It's interesting, and I wanted specifically to find a woman to play with this show, because if you do look at the history of rock and roll, it's overwhelmingly male. It's overwhelmingly testosterone-driven. In fact, in R&B, in race music, and in fact in blues, up until the Depression, which pretty much destroyed a lot of the business for that, there were women performers. But for whatever reason, after World War II, when R&B came back, when R&B evolved into rock and roll, it was men, almost completely. A couple of other things. I think we can safely say, listening to that set, Rick, that R&B owes quite a bit to gospel music.
Gospel music and what would eventually become soul. And this is actually where we're talking about the tree of music, where these things start to split off. R&B, jump blues, and all sorts of other parts of what becomes the rock and roll stew gives us rock and roll, but also goes off in other directions and other musical forms at the time that are still influential to rock and roll. But as rock continues to grow, despite what critics have said for the past 10 years or 15 years or so that rock and roll is dead, I would actually challenge anyone who listens to this show or listens to music of the time to tell us that rock and roll is dead. It continues to grow.
And the other point I want to make is there was a band leader named Bill Haley who listened to a lot of R&B and race music and is generally considered to have the first white rock and roll hit with a little ditty called Rock Around the Clock. And we're not going to play Rock Around the Clock this week, but if any listeners are out there, go play Rock Around the Clock. Go listen to any of those three songs, the Ray Charles, the James Brown, or the Ruth Brown, and send us an email and tell us where Bill Haley got a lot of his ideas.
Well, we do skip Bill Haley this week, and we have to acknowledge there's only so much that we can put in a 90-minute show. And we also talked about, shouldn't we have a gospel set? Shouldn't we have some other sets of music that's influential? And speaking of that, we have a set of new listeners this week out in the Caribbean, from the Caribbean islands of Jamaica and also Dominica. And I would also argue that Caribbean music was also influential of some of these things at the time. And so we're not going to get into that vein either, but a salute out to those new listeners who came aboard this week. And right now, I think it's time for us to go back to the origins. Time for us to go from soul and R&B right into the blues.
Child, don't you wanna go? Woman, I'm trouble. I be all good and mine. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard Lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can never be satisfied, and I just can't keep on. Baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Woman, I was trouble. I was all wood mine. honey, I could never be satisfied. And I just couldn't keep on. Well, I know my little old babe, she gon' jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be in trouble, I be all worried mine. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied. And I just can't keep on dying.
Left the station. lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain. Willie Mae.
Robert Johnson, Love in Vain, from 1936 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And the music this week, the origins of rock and roll. In that set, we had Delta Blues, Country Blues, and then Chicago Blues. Started out with Muddy Waters from 1948, I Can't Be Satisfied, before Muddy went up the river to Chicago, where he would change blues and then change rock and roll. In the middle, Howlin' Wolf, Smokestack Lightning, from 1956, Chicago Blues in its finest glory. Hubert Sumlin there doing a little shout and call on the lead guitar with the Wolf. And Rick, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for a moment, and I'm going to tell the world that Robert Johnson is, if not the most important person in the history of rock and roll, he certainly is one of the most important, because every element that we know as rock and roll is in Love in Vain, and is, in fact, most of Robert Johnson's songs. The guitar playing, you can listen to that, and we still hear that today. You can turn on the radio and you can hear that. The lyrics, the bleakness of the lyrics, the hook. You didn't see a whole lot of hooks in country blues players in 1936, at least. Certainly not that commercial, certainly not that sophisticated. And Johnson gets a lot of flack from revisionist music historians who consider him to be influential, but certainly no more influential than a host of others, Son House and so forth. And I just have one thing to say about that. They're wrong. Robert Johnson is the real deal. And anybody who argues with that has not listened to nearly enough Robert Johnson.
You tell it, brother.
And you're talking to a fellow who's actually been in the Mississippi Delta looking for Robert Johnson's grave, which is another story for another day.
Since we're talking about stories for another day, we actually have a leftover story from earlier in this particular podcast, in that Muddy Waters and Bo Diddley were both more or less label mates at Chess in Chicago, and the folks who ran that record label, say what you will about record labels, and we have gotten up on our soapbox more than a few times about the record executives and radio executives. Those folks, I'm a Man, which we played earlier, was a B-side to a Bo Diddley hit, and they thought, you know, we want to promote Muddy a little bit more and get him played out on more popular radio, and basically took that Bo Diddley material and gave it to Muddy and said, can you rework this? And that's how we ended up with Mannish Boy. And later, I think that created some enmity between Bo Diddley and Muddy Waters about who actually wrote the song and how it was done. And so there's just a story about if you think record labels are bad today, they're just as bad back then and maybe worse.
The story of, speaking of record labels, the story of Robert Johnson's royalties, I won't go into all the detail, it literally took 30 years to, it was a Dickens-esque tale of 30 years, if not longer, to sort through to find out just who exactly would get Robert Johnson's record royalties.
Well, we have not talked enough about these things, although during the first season of Ivory Towers Radio, we probably got back up on our soapboxes more times than our audience really wanted us to, so maybe we've backed off a bit. But there is a place where we still don't back off, and we talk about music and politics, media, culture, all those things, and that's the Ivory Towers blog. And for those of you who think we're way too back in the vault this week, There's a nice feature on the blog this week about My Morning Jacket, very current band that plays in lots of different genres. Some people might call them a jam band. So if you're looking for more current rock and roll, go to the Ivory Towers blog, and you can find it at http://ivorytowers, and that's all one word with a Z or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.blogspot.com. One more time, ivorytowers.blogspot.com.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jaboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, jaboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, jaboogie. Take me right back to the track.
Your boy playing. for Texas, T for Tennessee, T for Selma, that gal that made a wreck out of me. If you don't want me, mama, you sure don't have to stop. Cause I can get more women than a passenger train can haul. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady. I'm gonna buy me a pistol just as long as I'm tall. Lord, Lord, I'm gonna buy me a pistol just as long as I'm tall. I'm gonna shoot poor Selma just to see her jump and fall. Oh, lady, sing 'em, boys, sing 'em. Lord, I'm going where the water drinks like cherry wine. Cause the Georgia water tastes like turpentine. Oh, lady, lady, oh, lady. A great long shiny barrel. Gonna buy me a shotgun with a great long shiny barrel. I'm gonna shoot that round that stole away my gal. Rather drink muddy water and sleep in a holler low than to be in Atlanta treated like a dirty dog. Oh, lady, 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 lady.
Music from 1928 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's Jimmy Rogers with Blue Yodel Number 1, T for Texas. Also in there, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, Fatboy Rag from 1946, and starting us off, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Choo Choo Chaboogie, also 1946. Three other influential parts of what makes up the rock and roll stew on our Origins of Rock and Roll special show. Jimmy Rogers, maybe before music was classified the way it was today, but you can certainly hear the country folk roots there. And for those who don't think that music is influential in very different ways, listen to the lyrics in that and see if blues and Muddy Waters and others, and then therefore the Rolling Stones, weren't influenced by Jimmy Rogers. Bob Wills with country and swing put together, and of course Louis Jordan with swing, post-World War II music at its best. I have to note here, Jeff, that when I was a teenager and knew absolutely everything about music, absolutely everything, my parents used to tell me, go and listen to some Bob Wills and go and listen to Choo Choo Chaboogie from Louis Jordan, and you'll actually hear rock and roll, both chord progressions and guitar solos and all the same things that you're listening to right now as a kid. And as someone who listened to a lot of second-generation British invasion music, I just couldn't see it at the time or couldn't hear it at the time, but turns out the parents were right.
You know, Rick, that's one reason why we have the Ivory Towers Underground podcast, so that our listeners don't make those same mistakes that you make.
You got to live that down sometime, and so here's my admission.
And you're brave enough to admit it, because it is all about the music. It's not about posturing. It's not about being cool. It's all about learning and good music.
Well, you know what I say all the time. The older I get, the less I know.
And I think on that note, we need to go back and get some more roots music out of the way.
Here's some very important roots music coming right at you.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good for you. But that's all right. That's all right. It's all right, Mama, any way you do.
Yeah.
Orbison, Only the Lonely, from 1960 on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, and the music is the origins of rock and roll. We started off with Elvis Presley from 1954, That's All Right. Let me just say this about Elvis, and we did an Elvis show just a couple of weeks ago, if I can remember back that far, and I don't want to have to go into too much detail about Elvis, but after Bill Haley, Elvis was the next great white rock and roller. That's All Right is a cover of a R&B song by a black performer named Arthur Crudup. And Elvis not only cuts Crudup on the song, but shows pretty much why he caused the stink that he did. Because, well, Mama, we don't want to let our boys and girls listen to that, do we, Rick?
Well, as you said during the Elvis show, and I'll repeat here because it bears repeating, Elvis is now about two-thirds of the way down in this show. Wasn't the first person that we played, because he didn't invent rock and roll, but he was a white performer who could mix all of these styles together and get played everywhere, as he did. And as we talked about earlier in this show, that was part of the racism at the time. I'll say it here. Elvis was probably not the best rock and roller, but he was the one that presented the style the best in the culture at the time. And so he became the symbol, the icon of rock and roll at that particular moment. I will also point out that our least favorite rock and roll magazine wrongly says that that song, That's All Right, is the first rock and roll song.
It's funny you say that, because this is an argument you and I have been having for about 30 years about how important Elvis really is. And it's interesting that over the years you've started to come over a little more toward my way of thinking.
Oh, I'd say you've won the argument. I'm much more influenced by the fact that Elvis was important and very much important to rock and roll. And again, remember when we started that argument, I going back to the teenage Rick was still having that argument with my parents too, and so I was rejecting a lot of what was before, and I think that's generational. Every generation has to say, none of this stuff that came before the last 3 or 4 years is important, so all that other stuff, it doesn't really count. And as we have started off this show by pointing out, one, I do believe that Elvis is important, but I don't believe he's as important as Rolling Stone points out. And we point out that Fats Domino, at the very beginning, 1949, precedes Elvis by at least 4 or 5 years in what he was doing, and others, and as we've shown in recent sets, the sound of the music goes back to the blues in the 30s, goes back to Jimmy Rogers in the 20s. So Elvis is one of those people that's typical in rock and roll. He amalgamates the style.
And that's typical of American culture, and this is neither good nor bad. It's the way American culture is. We borrow, we steal, we sample, and as a general rule, we get something better out of what came before. And maybe better is not the best word. We get something that's more interesting than what came before. And I do want to right now say a few words about Lord Orbison, who we have another great performer that we have neglected, shamefully neglected here on Ivory Towers Radio.
Known as The Voice.
The Voice. And not only, Roy Orbison comes out of the same rockabilly background as Elvis does, but Roy Orbison, to me, besides the great voice, Roy Orbison, to me, brings something to rock and roll that isn't appreciated enough by critics, isn't appreciated enough by fans, isn't appreciated enough by radio stations, and that's rock and roll paranoia, rock and roll geekiness, rock and roll nerdhood. If you go and look at rock and roll, what we see most of the time is Elvis. Heartthrob, Elvis, the Beatles, Paul's cute, Ringo's cute, Mick Jagger, the Rolling Stones, they're tough. And yet, in rock and roll, there's a sizable portion of rock and roll that's about the nerdiness, that's about the geekness, that's about the paranoia, that the guy doesn't always get the girl. And this goes through rock and roll from 1960 to today, the new wave, Elvis Costello, the grunge, Kurt Cobain sitting there in his sweater playing the guitar on MTV Unplugged, Rick. That's not a heartthrob. That's the guy who's got some serious problems.
Yes, indeed. And we'll have more of the Rock and Roll Origins show coming up. Stick around.
Stand by!
You listen to internet radio, so you need to hear this message. This copyright royalty board rate increase you've heard so much about, the one that raises fees for us to play music to many times over what any other music-based media pays, well, here's where it stands. The problem is not solved. Call your Washington representative and senators. Tell them internet radio is not getting enough of their attention. Find their names and numbers at SaveNetRadio.org.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Excitation. Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the excitations.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
back down, girl, still ain't feeling right. Don't it seems like
kids just keep getting harder to find, and all your kids ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, but not with kicks. You just need help, girl. Well, you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, but it ain't happened yet. So, girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never run away from you. And if you keep on running, you'll have to pay the price.
And don't it seem like just keep getting harder to find, and all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight.
No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world each day. That road goes nowhere. I'm gonna help you find yourself another way.
Get straight.
And don't it seem like
kids just keep getting hotter?
Oh,
to find.
You don't
and
need
all your
kids, girl.
Sound of the 1960s on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And this week, the music is all about our origins of rock and roll, our special origins of rock and roll show. Those three songs, three of my favorites, not just from the 1960s, but favorite all time. And the Kinks, the very first British band played here on this special edition. We should point out that, as we were talking about before, rock and roll really an American musical genre that the British found a way to rework and export back to the United States into the 1960s, but more or less, there's about, well, I would say 10, 15 years of development before the British figure out what it's all about. And there, the Kinks with You Really Got Me and the invention of the power chord, which we've talked about several times on Ivory Towers Radio in the past, that certainly revolutionizes rock and roll music. But we also heard Paul Revere and the Raiders talk about a little appreciated group now, but Kix and their sound, and I wanted the short version of Kix, the one that was actually played on Top 40 Hit Radio, because that was very influential for a lot of garage bands. Folks listened to Paul Revere and the Raiders and said, hey, we could go out in our garage and do just that. Maybe early Beach Boys music was like that, but certainly the very well layered, produced Good Vibrations was something that studio bands like the Beatles later looked at and said, boy, how can we keep up with the Beach Boys? And of course, they found ways not only to keep up with the Beach Boys, but to surpass the Beach Boys. But how often, Jeff, do you hear a theremin in a hit song?
I'm listening to Good Vibrations, which I don't know that I've listened to in a very, very, very long time. I'm not a big Beach Boys fan. And I was just going to say, the production is very George Martin-esque. And then it suddenly occurred to me, wait a minute, that song was probably one of the things that George Martin listened to.
Well, McCartney and others have talked about how there was a musical arms race going on, and those of us who were listening during that period often thought that the arms race was between the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, but the truth was the Beatles were often listening to a lot of other bands, and the Beach Boys, one of their favorite bands to listen to, and they felt that they needed to respond to the Beach Boys, and eventually Sgt. Pepper and Abbey Road and all those things came out of their listening to that multi-layered approach that Brian Wilson was taking the Beach Boys in the mid-60s, just a step ahead of the Beatles, but those Brits, they got smart during that period.
Hey, and I want to throw in some appreciation here for Paul Revere and the Raiders, who were generally lumped in that mid-60s Dick Clark kind of music. And in fact, the Paul Revere and the Raiders rocked pretty well, not just on Kix, but on a half a dozen other songs. And they deserve to be much to be recognized and not lumped in because they did wear goofy outfits.
Well, I think punk bands and others actually cite the Raiders and others in the garage movement as influences. And so you got to get them in there and you got to get the Kinks. And you wouldn't have later music from the late 60s and onward to the 70s, the crunch of rock and roll that really starts in the 1960s without Paul Revere and the Raiders or the Kinks and the power chord. And since we're talking about power chords, Jeff, it's that time.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
Yeah.
Thank you to the MC5 for doing half the work there. Shaken All Over, that is a cover of a Johnny Kidd and the Pirates song from 1960, done by the MC5, the Motor City Five. Talk about garage rock, Jeff. That is probably the epitome of garage rock, and technically, that's not heavy metal, although many musicologists, and I agree with them, say that the MC5 really are the precursors to heavy metal. If you listen to that version, that's a great version of that particular song. Most musicologists actually point to a version of that song put out about the same time and cut about the same time by The Who. That's on their Live at Leeds release as the definitive version of that song, and it's almost as heavy as that MC5 version. And that was a song that charted in the UK originally in 1960, but then the Guess Who actually put it out in 1965. We haven't gotten to our Canadians this week, so we have to at least mention them. But this is where we actually see all of this show that we've had so far really just a nod to other parts of the world, because realistically, even with the British invasion, rock and roll and even heavy metal, very much an American invention.
There are very few American inventions because, as I noted earlier, we copy. I mean, that's part of our cultural psyche, our cultural heritage.
We copy, we amalgamate, and then we repurpose and recreate.
But this is truly one of the things that is uniquely American, because if you look at the roots of rock and roll, blues is uniquely American. There was nothing quite like it. Gospel, nothing quite like it either.
I think rhythm and blues, some of those soul traditions that we talk about, all of that are, some people would say, somewhat uniquely American, although if you really want to get back to musical origins, as we talked about, tracing some things from the Caribbean, maybe from Africa, but truly there are new musical forms that were invented in the 20th century.
Exactly. And I didn't get a chance to mention this about Jimmy Rogers. There's a point there when Jimmy Rogers does that, where we don't yet have country music. We don't yet have country blues, and it splits off at about that time.
That really is at a time where we just had music, things that were more of a folk tradition. But here we are, and we've brought that tradition all the way up. So as you see, all the way from Jimmy Rogers all the way up to heavy metal and the very electric sounds of the MC5, Fred Sonic Smith on lead guitar. Just it takes the music to a completely different place, and of course we know in the generations and decades to come that would get even more electric and even more different, even so much that the Nine Inch Nails playing below us is still tied to rock and roll. But how far have we come from Jimmy Rogers?
Exactly. I think to close this show, I think perhaps a commentator, an American commentator playing in a English genre, playing an older American performer would be the perfect way to end the show.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
You. Great.
Great indeed. Marshall Crenshaw, Rave On on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, because this week it's especially all about the music. That, of course, Marshall Crenshaw, a new wave performer from 1982, although he was an American, doing the Buddy Holly song from the late 50s. And Rick, I think that pretty much shows how everything is related to everything else.
Indeed, the new wave, part of the new wave, was actually a bit old wave, and saying, let's go back to some of those roots and respect them a bit more. And that was part of the foundation. Let's get away from some of the experimentation. Let's strip it back. And that was part of the ethic, the aesthetic of New Wave at that particular time.
And that they looked at, and that Marshall Crenshaw would cover Buddy Holly, who was in fact covering Bo Diddley, who was in fact part of Little Richard, who was in fact part of Ray Charles and James Brown. It all relates, all is interconnected, and it's all worth listening to. The only mistake people can make with rock and roll is to decide something's not worth listening to when they haven't heard it.
Indeed, that's true. And the roots of rock and roll are ever present for us to listen to even today. And that's something that maybe on a later show we will be a little bit more specific about, tying today and yesterday together, although we do that almost every week. And just a note to our listeners, this is the second week in a row with a special show. Next week we go back to our normal mode. And so don't worry, we won't overwhelm you too much with musicology.
Hey, you can never overwhelm our listeners too much with musicology, Rick.
Not on the Underground Podcast. So, Jeff, this was a wonderful one. We've been waiting several decades to do this show.
It was my pleasure, and I hope we don't have to wait several decades to do it again.
So to our listeners, thanks for joining us this week. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, I'm Rick Rockwell. Join us again next time.